share, tweet, follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. It was recently revealed that the Sabah State Assembly passed two bills today, July 19, to raise the salaries of the governor, state ministers, state executives, and state elected representatives from March 1 this year. The privy purse, entertainment allowance and regional allowance of the head of state, and the salaries of the chief minister, deputy chief minister, state cabinet ministers, assistant ministers, state speaker, deputy state speaker, state MPs, and political secretaries will all increase by 40%. According to Chief Minister Datuk Seri Haji G. Noor, the increase would cost the state government some RM 5.6 million per year. The second bill, to increase the remuneration for the members of administration and elected representatives, will see the chief minister's salary increase from RM 23,595 to RM 33,033, the deputy chief minister's salary increase from RM 20,872.50 to RM 29,221.50, the ministers and speakers' salaries increase from RM 16,335 to RM 22,869. The deputy speakers and deputy ministers' salaries increase from RM 12,705 to RM 17,787. State assemblymen will now get paid RM 11,130, up from RM 7,950, and political secretaries will now receive RM 7,623, up from RM 5,445. The last time there was an amendment to the salaries was in 2015, which saw a 50% hike. Before that, in 2009, salaries increased by up to 60%. Haji G said that the salary review started during the Barisan Nasional administrations and considered the current situation of Sabah's vast areas and other challenges. He said he was aware of the negative perception but said the important thing to remember was that the state needed good policies to help its people and improve their livelihood. The increment is needed because we are already low compared to other states in peninsula. So we took the initiative with the intention that our elected representatives can better attend to their constituents. We cannot deny that it will create some perceptions and invite discourse, but it is more important that we have plans and policies in place to help those in need. With this increase, we can help alleviate some of the financial responsibilities, he added. Although the bills were passed, it was not unanimous as opposition assemblymen were against the increases as Sabahans suffered from a cost of living crisis. Do you agree with the salary increase? Also read. Kita MB apologizes to residents affected by floods, but says blame is not entirely on him or the Govt. Source. Facebook source. Maxlam, 123 RF source. Astro Awani. Share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.